This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. In a new report, the Disability Rights Center of New Hampshire says in December 2016, staff at the Sununu Youth Services Center used excessive force on a 14-year-old boy with emotional and behavioral disabilities. In its investigation, the DRC found probable cause to suspect the Sununu Youth Services Center used and continues to use unlawful restraint. Joining me now is attorney with the Disability Rights Center, Andrew Milne. Andrew, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me on.
So walk us through what happened here. Someone reported that this 14-year-old boy, who we're referring to as Zach, though that's not his real name, was injured. How did this allegedly happen?
Well, what we learned from reviewing a video of the incident is that, and this is a different story from what we read in the incident reports that we initially reviewed. What we saw in the video is this 14-year-old child, Zach, was kind of popping in and out of his room in a particular unit of the Sununu Center that's meant for kids who are having experiencing behavioral challenges. And he wanted to talk with a particular supervisor who had just stepped in. He kept kind of popping in and out of his room. And finally, one of the staff on the unit entered his room, and we can't see what happened there, but apparently a restraint occurred, resulting in Zach being on the floor, and that upset him further. After the staff member left the room, Zach was banging and kicking the door and still wanting to have a conversation, and the staff then, they were holding the door closed with their hands and feet, two of them, and they decided to open the door, and Zach came flying out, and staff immediately dropped him to the floor face down, and one of the staff members landed on Zach's back, which is what the medical examiner concluded was probably the cause of the fracture to Zach's shoulder blade.
What you say in this report is that that is categorized as unlawful restraint, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so there is a statute that was passed by the New Hampshire legislature, I think in 2010, that it's RSA 126U, and it places some pretty strict limits on when restraints can be used against a child. And one of the limits is that it can only be used basically in emergency situations where there is an imminent and substantial risk of serious bodily harm to the child or others. And we determined that Zach was not posing an imminent and substantial risk of serious bodily harm. And so that's one way in which the state law was violated, which in turn makes it abuse under federal law.
So you started the investigation as a response to that complaint. And you uncovered as part of that investigation that there's probable cause to believe that this wasn't a one-off. This happens and continues to happen.
Exactly. We found that there's a pattern where staff resort to restraint when circumstances don't merit it under the law. It seems to be used often to manage challenging behaviors rather than to prevent serious injury.
You also had trouble obtaining some documents related to this, and I believe it was other incidents at Sununu Youth Services Center. Is that correct?
There has been a pattern of delays, certainly, and in one case, a set of records that we requested more than 6 months ago that we still haven't been provided.
What do you recommend as corrective action for the Sununu Youth Services Center?
Our report contains several recommendations. First, most importantly, full compliance with state law 126U and adequate training to ensure that staff are they understand the law and techniques in order to follow it. And we also, of course, recommend that Sununu Center improve its reporting and notification practices, and that the Department of Health and Human Services that oversees the Sununu Center, as well as the new child advocate, monitor intensively the use of restraint at Sununu Center to ensure that it complies with the law.
Andrew Milne is an attorney with the Disability Rights Center, and we're talking about a report issued today by his organization that accuses the Sununu Youth Services Center of illegally using restraint on and harming a 14-year-old boy. Andrew, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me.